This is episode 1936 of the Who Cares News for Friday, March 26, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
How about some random facts?
Random facts, random facts, random facts, random facts.
The Nobel Prize in Economics wasn't one of the original five prizes established by Alfred Nobel. It was added 73 years later in 1968. I did not know
really?
That. A quinceañera is the girl celebrating her 15th birthday, not the name of the celebration itself. I think I knew that. I think I knew that.
Yeah, I think I knew that.
Yeah. When the Motion Picture Association of America created its rating system, it didn't trademark it. So the porn industry started using the X rating.
Oh.
Then that eventually created the triple X rating. They should have trademarked it. Red Solo cups are a popular souvenir for European tourists to take home after they visit the U.S. First off, I gotta say, when was the last time a European visited the U.S.? When was the last time anybody visited the U.S.? Just a little something, something for you. And it's a good, cheap souvenir, matter of fact.
Well, that is true.
The average fast food burger, we don't want to know this, contains meat from around 55 different cows.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Dude.
It is time for the Who Cares News, which you can hear also later on today on all the fine podcast apps. We mentioned all of them, but we don't have enough time.
Fine podcasts are served.
So there we are. So look for the Who Cares News wherever you listen to your podcasts. How's that for a commercial?
Yeah, that's excellent.
It's time for the Who Cares News.
All right.
What's up?
Well. She'll always remember you.
She'll always remember me.
Yes. Miley Cyrus celebrated the 15th anniversary.
It's not that funny, folks.
The Hannah Montana.
It's just funny to us. You got to be in our heads right now.
Celebrating.
Wow, a milestone, by God. A real honest-to-God milestone.
Honest-to-God milestone.
On the Disney Channel's Hannah Montana. I think they're going to reboot that at some point, you think? I don't think Miley Cyrus will have anything to do with it, but I think they'll reboot it.
It's so, anyway, 15th anniversary of the premiere.
Yeah.
And she celebrated by sending handwritten cards and flowers to former castmates and other celebs.
Well, I bet you didn't know this, but I got a surprise for you.
You do?
Waiting in our green room right now for the Who Cares News is the one, the only, Miley Cyrus. Come on in, Miley. Yeah.
Wow.
Welcome. Happy anniversary on Hannah Montana. 15 years.
Thank y'all. I'm sorry. Thank y'all.
And, of course, you don't do that anymore, but I'm sure... You get the residuals.
I hated it.
Do you get the residuals from Disney?
I loved all the dough. I have so many wrecking balls at home and teddy bears. I have so many teddy bears. They're all dressed inappropriately.
So you sent your friends and I guess fellow castmates from Hannah Montana something celebrate the 15 years?
Sure, I did.
What'd you send?
Flowers.
Yeah. Oh, nothing says I care like flowers.
I am not going to send them any of my teddy bears.
Okay. All
those
right.
are mine for yeah. special times.
Okay. Okay.
So, you know, Miley, your on-screen love interest, Cody Lindley, he shared a video and a photo of the beautiful...
Yeah.
Well, like video at least. A beautiful bouquet with a note that reads, what did you tell him? It's been 15 years. I haven't stopped thinking about you. And I assigned it, Love Always, Hannah Montana.
Hannah's not stopped thinking about you, Cody. Oh, my gosh.
And then Emily Osment, she
you
played
remember your, Emily?
You best, played your best friend, Lily.
Yeah.
She posted a photo of a massive flower arrangement.
Yeah.
Did you send her a note as well? Well, of course. It says, Hannah Montana, thanks for the glitter. What I wanted to write was, Hannah Montana. Oh, basically, it should have said, from Hannah Montana. Thanks for all the fortune and glory.
Fortune and glory.
Because the rest of you didn't amount to a hill of beans.
Did you spend a lot of money on these? Did you? I'm just curious, because flowers aren't cheap.
I poop it in the morning. Not much money. Pocket change.
Wow.
So even Joe
years.
Jonas.
Oh, Joe Jonas.
Joe Jonas. You
wow.
know, because, you know, he opened with the Jonas Brothers on,
oh, that's
on your Hannah
right.
Montana Best of Both Worlds
yeah,
tour.
Yeah, on the tour.
Yeah.
In fact, you breastfed them, didn't you, Miley? The Jonas Brothers? I mean, they owe everything to you.
They owe everything to, yes, breastfeeding the Jonas Brothers. Good times.
Good times.
He wrote me a note.
Joe wrote you a note?
Yeah. I sent him a gesture, and he wrote me a note.
He sent him a gesture.
And he wrote, "Holy Hannah Montana, thank you, Miley Cyrus. We love it. This is epic."
It's epic. Well, you epic. Are epic. Miley, thank you so much for stopping by this morning. We appreciate it so very, very much. And happy anniversary.
During an interview on Tuesday, Captain America down. Himself, Chris Evans.
Yes.
He left his shirt unbuttoned.
Ooh. Ooh. Sounds Ooh. Thirsty to me.
Well, he gave us a rare glimpse of his two chest tattoos.
Ooh.
Yeah, they were peeking through under his white tank.
Oh, he's wearing a white tank.
Oh, and fans on social can't get enough.
So he was covered. The nips were covered, right? He's covered.
He was covered.
He had his wife beater on under his shirt. Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
But, you know.
But he's still good looking.
They're flimsy, and so you can see the tats through it. I got it.
Well, Chris.
And the nips, too, I suppose.
Oh, my goodness. Men go without shirts.
They I didn't say there's anything wrong with it. I'm just saying.
Jeepers.
Didn't say it was indecent or nothing.
Now, he was joined by his brother, Scott. You're such a weirdo.
Nah.
Joined by his brother, Scott Evans, for the virtual appearance. And he has an eagle design inked on one side.
Yeah.
And what appears to be a quote from Eckhart Tolle
okay.
on the other.
Yeah, quotes are big now in tats.
Yeah.
They take up a lot of room. And they're easy to do. Well, I don't know if they're easy to do. They're little letters. So,
you gotta be careful about the tattoo artist
make sure
they're doing the spelling right.
No regerts. No regerts.
Yeah, because you... But Captain America, I mean, he's good looking.
Yeah, he is.
He's fine.
You know who else is good looking in a wife beater, and that is Halle Berry. I'd like to see. I have seen that actually.
Well,
in fact,
I'll give you that. She's pretty hot.
Yeah, she's pretty damn hot.
I do her. I mean,
you know who'd do her? Miley you? Cyrus. We should get her back in here. Oh, this has gone to hell in a handbasket today, hasn't it? Holy crap, you can tell it's Friday. Hey, we're out of here. More Who Cares on Monday. You can wait. And if you can't, check out our podcast, which is basically the same thing, just recorded. So you can download it on demand and your favorite podcast app. Plug in them headphones and then plug us in. Have a great weekend, and
that's all the news you can tell us about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.